Please do be seated. Okay, so before the chocolate comes, and I can promise you there will be chocolate, who's good at looking things up in the Bible? Because we're going to have just a little bit of a quick treasure hunt to begin with. We've got some treasure to find. So we have got to find some treasure. We're going to find some treasure. Some of you are getting your phones out, are you? I thought you might be. That's fine, you can do that. That's fine, because I just need an answer in a minute. Greatest treasure of all, more valuable and precious than gold or silver or even diamonds. And you've got to look it up in the Bible, all right? Got to look it up. So the clue is Luke chapter 2 verse 12. So you've got to find it, got to come up here and you've got to read it. Find it. Come, Barbara, well done. Okay, sorry, put everybody else behind. Up you come. Really pleased about this. She'll need somebody to help her in a minute, so you've still got to concentrate.
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
Brilliant.
Correct?
Excellent. So who thinks they know what the treasure is and where it is? Because I actually... You can... Well, can you come and have a look for me, please? See if we can find this treasure. I have to say, when you do school assemblies and you ask a question, the answer usually is Jesus. We could have, but this just took a bit longer to get to the same. We found him. Would you like to take him out? Yeah. So we found Jesus. Thank you very much. Off you go. Do you want a chocolate?
Yeah.
I thought you might do. And you better take Barbara a chocolate as well, all right? Because she read the passage and found it first. Would you like to choose one for Barbara and take it? Are you going to have the bigger one yourself? Thought you might. That's fine, because the smaller one is the more colourful one. The answer, the greatest treasure of all, of course, on Christmas, despite any Christmas jumpers or beautiful water bottles, is Jesus. And he is the greatest treasure any of us could ask for. Even though, in this stable scene, we see Jesus as a small, vulnerable baby. But he's God's son, and he came to earth. He came to give us some very precious gifts, some very precious treasure. So, as you might imagine, the carrier bag says, with love. So these are for us today, with love from Jesus. Who wants to open my first present as we think, up you come then. Rachel, I think. This is one of the things that Jesus gives us as an amazing gift. So you've got to open number one. You will have to put him down, though, because you can't do two things. Should we put him there? Would you like to open that? This is one of the gifts that Jesus gives. And you're obviously not very experienced at this. You're just going off the paper comes. We'll just go down here. What do we think's in there? We've got to get all the paper. Love hearts. Well done. So we take the paper off. Now you, because you've come up for the first thing, just drop the paper on the floor. Because you've come up for the first thing, you've got to stay up for the whole of my talk. So when we've held them up, I'm going to tell you where you've got to stand and then you've got to stay here. Is that all right? Hold them up. So hopefully we might find that the picture moves on. Brilliant. Jesus has come to give us his love, love hearts, that's the connection. Each of us is so precious that God the Father was willing to send his son Jesus. And Jesus says to each one of you, I love you, just like some of those love hearts will. So, love hearts, treasure from Jesus is... Okay, this is the beginning, all right? I'm going to be testing you on this a bit longer. So, if you'd like to stand there, that's the first gift. Well done. Remember, a gift from Jesus, love for each one of us. Number two, who's going to come up? You come, seeing as you had the undignified getting up onto the... Number two, can I put this behind you? Oh, Teddy's behind you. Number two, sorry about this. Right, but it is beautifully wrapped, isn't it? Yeah. Would you like to open it for me then, please? You're going to have to do better than this. You're not going to get in it that way. Are you? If you turn that way, then those people in that north aisle, in that south aisle, can see you as well. Did you take this long at home? No? Okay. It probably wasn't. Probably the home ones were all rather more exciting than it. Ah, okay. Do you want to hold that up? It's a rubber. Oh, right. Okay. You see, Jesus didn't just come to say how much he loved us. He also came to show how much he loved us. And he showed how much he loved us by dying on the cross and to pay the price for our sins. So if we confess our sins, if we say sorry, Jesus forgives us our sins. So, rubs them out. Brilliant. You stand just slightly there. That first gift from Jesus is? Second gift is? Brilliant. Who's going to come and do the third one? Up you come then. You've probably forgotten how to unwrap presents, seeing as you've finished about six, haven't you? Right, so let's see if we can find number three. Okay, actually, you've only got to take the lid off. So, oh, you need to turn that way or other people won't see. So you like to hold it up really high. So we have a dove. So the box can go back, but you need to hold that up. Brilliant. So we have a dove. More treasure from Jesus, peace with God. Because once we've been forgiven our sins, we can know and enjoy a relationship with our Heavenly Father. We can enjoy a peace. And a dove is a symbol of peace. The angels sang, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace on those on whom his favour rests. So we have peace. Brilliant. And I'm going to do one more in this bit and then we're going to... Right, would one of you like to come up? And then when we've sung our next song, you can come up, all right? Because I did talk to you beforehand. So we need number four. Would you like to move slightly forward? Because otherwise I'll have trouble getting behind. Okay, number four, turn around, is... Hold it up really high. It is a pack of sunflower seeds. Okay, anybody got any idea what this might represent? Yeah? Life, yeah, well done. Eternal life, brilliant. Because obviously seeds at the moment, they look like they're a bit dead. But if you plant them and then they grow, they come to life again. And through Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection, if we believe and trust in him, we can receive eternal life. So brilliant. So, gifts from Jesus this morning are...
Love, peace,
eternal life. Brilliant. A quick recap. So, the greatest gift of all from Jesus includes...
Love.
Brilliant. Can you just move up slightly because I'm getting a bit... Okay, three more to go. I wonder if you can think or work out what they might be. So, yes, I can remember just about 3 minutes ago I said you could come up. I remember that. Well done. So, the next one is this one. Turn that way, then everybody can see you open it and we'll see how skilled you are at opening gifts. Although I have done quite a good job of wrapping them up.
Do you need a bit of help?
Not there.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think that's got rather a lot of sellotape on. Look, got sellotape everywhere. Even I'm having trouble opening that one. There we are. Good start. Didn't take Catherine as long as this to open her Smarties, I can assure you. But then she was rattling them at the same time. Brilliant. What have we got in here? Do you know what it is?
Bubbles.
It's what?
Bubbles.
Bubbles. Well done. Bubbles. Anybody got any idea about the tenuous link between bubbles and a gift from Jesus? Well done. Joy. Do you want to come and do you want to come and do this talk? Did you say joy? Felicity? Well done. You better have one of these chocolates. Well, sorry, you can go sit down now. Oh, you've got a big one as well. Brilliant. Yes, joy. So I've got to look at my notes now to work out how I got there. So if we experience all these other treasures that we've mentioned, love, forgiveness, peace, eternal life, we can know that deep joy within our hearts. And the link, well done, is that joy bubbles up inside of us, bubble, joy, okay, in the same sentence. Even if we're going through tough times, even if we're finding life a struggle, we can still know that joy of the love of the Lord Jesus within us. Brilliant. So they've got to remember that your bubbles is joy, okay? Anybody else want to come up? I've got another two to go. Up you come then. Up you come. You've got a small present to unwrap, okay? I can assure you it's not a tablet. Even I couldn't work in tablet for one of the gifts. Any idea? Any idea what this one is? Nope. You think it's going to be really exciting? Aha, I bet it's something that some of you might need. Batteries. So, sorry? Long life. Okay, nearly. Long life. Are they long life batteries? Not quite. So another promise and treasure is his presence. So the Holy Spirit of God is with each one of us as we accept Jesus into our life. And the Holy Spirit is like a powerful battery pack that keeps us going day in, day out, whether life's easy or tough, whether we're sort of on top of the world or whether we're really struggling. We have the Holy Spirit helping us. So, start at this end. We have got love, forgiveness, peace, joy, Holy Spirit, God's presence. Last one, last person to open. Thank you. I'll use somebody over here, though. Up you come. Last one. That's not going to be so difficult, but you need to turn to the front, turn round, and then people will see what you take out. Do you want to hold it up? Should we take the box? Brilliant. It is a crown. Anybody got any idea what word we might use? King, yes? I'm thinking of a different word. You got an idea? Saviour, yeah, all those are really good words. But as Christians, we celebrate the birth of Jesus today, but we also have a hope that King Jesus is going to come back. It's a promise, he will return, and so that reminds us of that gift that we are expecting and waiting for, the return of Jesus. So Jesus is our hope. So this time you need to be really loud as we remember all the gifts, all the treasures we have from Jesus today and every day. So we have excellent. Thank you very much to my helpers. Give them a clap. You can have a bit of chocolate.